everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, January 26th, and we are in the middle of a historic Blizzard Juno, whatever the hell they're calling it, up here in the Northeast. It's the night after Royal Rumble. A lot of people are pissed. There's no Raw this evening. What the hell is going on? Well, we're starting an hour early here on Mega Powers Radio for what we're calling the Raw During Show.
Woo!
Yeah.
Finally get to use that.
Or, crap, I can't remember who said it in the Mega Maniacs group, but they said, or as we should call it, the Chris Lee pre-show. I'm sorry, I can't credit exactly who that was. But welcome, everyone, to MegaPowersRadio.com. We're doing something a little bit different here. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the word out to too many people in time, but we are still going to look to go for the two whole hours, so we will still be going a little bit after the show. So it's half the Raw During Show and half the Raw Post Show. So whoever got here early, we're happy to have you with us. Or if you're listening to us in the archive and you're hearing the whole thing, this is the Raw Post Show, or the Raw During Show this week, the most interactive during Raw experience available. If you want to join the show at any time and get an opinion out there, we want to hear what y'all got to say. I guess not so much about Raw, but I know a lot of people out there have opinions about last night's Royal Rumble event. If you got something to say, bring it to us. Area code 760-512-7247 is the number to dial in with your cell phone or landline or whatever way you use to dial into a phone. Get yourself in line to have your opinions heard. You can also use Skype and, of course, the chat room. If you scroll down from where our player is on Blog Talk Radio, you find the chat room there. Wawa Zeely's already hanging out, dropping some funny lines like, "So did Roman Reigns win the Rumble? I couldn't tell through the flood of Daniel Bryan's fans' tears."
The big guy.
Myself and Tony were very fortunate to have attended the Royal Rumble last night, so we'll be giving a live view of that as we're going throughout the show. And of course, the rest of the members here watched it on their WWE Network or other means that they have to stream the event. So it looks like we'll be spending a lot of time talking about it. We're not going to go fully in depth because we have more times we have to talk about it on Smack Talk, and I'm sure we'll be talking about the road to WrestleMania. Lots and lots, but we want to hear what you got to say. Bring your top conversation about it. Tell us what you thought about the winner, about the surprise appearances through the triple threat match, any other matches that went on there. We want to hear it. Again, use those means as stated before. In the meantime, though, we have the panelists here. Let me introduce everyone we got with us. My name is Mike Payton, station director here and host of the Raw During Show here on MegaPowersRadio.com. With me today, the gang is all here. First off, from across the pond is Mr. Sean Walker, who is not too happy with last night's events. Are you, Sean?
No, I'm not. And I have an announcement. This is going to be my last Monday Night Raw Push Show for a while.
Oh.
Because I'm done. I'm done with wrestling. I am fucking...
See you at WrestleMania.
I'm not even doing WrestleMania. I'm fucking done.
We'll see you next week, Sean.
Nah, I can't. I quit.
No, you quit?
I don't think that was actually...
Oh, shit, you left.
I thought that was just Mick Foley's recording saying I quit.
No, Sean actually logged off.
Yes. Oh, God.
Well, that happened.
Oh, shit, I guess he was being serious about that.
Sean, where'd you go? Come back, Sean. We love you.
So who's going to make the toaster joke now? Or who's going to make any joke?
You're beautiful.
It's true.
Oh, man.
I'll do to you.
He's seriously upset.
What did I do to my girlfriend?
Yeah, a lot of people very upset with the turnout last night. If you've been following what's been going around out there, people are trending worldwide on Twitter saying that they are canceling their WWE Network subscriptions. There was some drama going down with people standing in the way of people, the wrestlers, that is, trying to exit the arena. Lots and lots of people very unhappy with the events of last night's Royal Rumble. Also with us, we have Tony Mango. Tony, you were with me there last night. How are you feeling today?
You know, I agree with the people that say things could have been better. I disagree with the people that are calling this, quote, an abomination, worse than last year, biggest fucking upset travesty in the history of professional wrestling and all this. There's a reason there's an article on Outside Interference this week that says, so Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble, cry me a river and stop overreacting.
It's pretty blunt.
Yeah,
very straight to the point, actually. Yeah.
Well, with us is the leader of the Drew crew, Mr. Drew White. You watched this on pay-per-view. How you feel about it today?
I still think that triple threat match might be one of the, it might be the greatest triple threat match they've had in WWE, so I'll give them that.
Mm-hmm.
That and I kind of jinxed the Rumble because I mentioned to you guys before, but I Wago might remember this in the chat. I was like, yeah, the triple threat match is amazing, so that means the Rumble's gonna be good. Then I didn't hate the Rumble. I was just really disappointed, and I did say it sucked a minute ago, but I was just really disappointed that I thought it could have been a lot better, and I didn't like some of the stuff that happened in it. But yeah, I'm fine with Reigns winning it, but I, at the same time, anyone who's just pulled a Shawn and gonna quit watching wrestling because they are this unsatisfied with some guy winning it, then geez, I feel sorry for anyone. This is like Batista blown way bigger for some reason. And I understand we live in a world now where professional wrestling is that we get a lot of input because of social media and a lot of other
voting
things.
Voting on the WWE app.
Oh, I don't know. I vote every week. I don't know about you guys, but I understand.
I know.
That.
I always vote for a street fight, and they always pick No Holds Bar. It's crazy.
I don't know. On occasion, they'll pick a
WWE. Fuck me, right?
Dude, how can you vote for that? I mean, they're like so different. You really like those Extreme Rules matches instead of the Belfast Brawls? Like,
I know. I know. It's a personal preference of mine.
But anyways, before we talk about our favorite type of those matches. Just anyone who's just overreacted like Sean, then I feel really sorry for you. And along with the lines of what Payne said about the people who were causing mayhem outside of the arena last night for the wrestlers, just fucking grow up about it. I understand where they were in Philly, and Philly has a tendency to be a little bit more crazy when it comes to their sports. I'm going to consider wrestling a sport, sports entertainment, give it that, but I understand that they have a bit of a crazy side to them, but at the same time, come on, guys. If I don't know which Uso they mentioned, but if one of those Usos kicked that fan's ass, that would have been amazing. I would love to see a video of an Uso kicking ass. Did you see that one, right?
I saw the report, yeah, about some guy who was like slapping the car with a chair, and then the Uso got out and scared him off.
Yeah, that would have been awesome if one of those Usos just kicked some ass.
Their lucky Jericho wasn't there. Okay, who's got a girlfriend?
And last to introduce here, Mr. Steven Huego. I assume you also watched this on pay-per-view or on WWE Network. What did you think?
I watched it on the WWE Network for just $9.99. And
Still have your subscription today?
Yes, I am. Yes, I do, because unlike everyone else, I'm not overly butthurt about this. As far as who they pick to win, that's fine. I have no issue with Roman Reigns winning. I have more of an issue of how they booked the Royal Rumble match itself. First off, the card itself was a lot of fun. The tag match was great. The triple threat match was
the tag match?
There was more than one.
What tag match? There's like four of them.
The New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension. That was very fun. The main event of Brock Lesnar, John Cena, and Seth Rollins was fucking awesome. And the first half of the Rumble was a lot of fucking fun. You had Bubba Ray Dudley come back. You had DDP return. There was a lot of stuff to enjoy about it, and then the mood got killed as soon as they eliminated Daniel Bryan. If that's not the guy they're going to go with, that's fine, but don't eliminate him in the middle of the fucking match. I can enjoy majority of matches as long as the crowd's into it, but the crowd had soured on it so much halfway through that I couldn't enjoy it anymore. It was too distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the biggest issue. They should have had Daniel Bryan make it to at least the final four. The crowd in general for the Royal Rumble and the general audience has evolved to a point where there is one guy each year that they want to win the Royal Rumble. There is probably two to three, which they'll tolerate. Anyone else? You're fucked.
Yeah, I have a theory as to why they put Daniel Bryan out early. And I think it's the fact that they knew people were going to be upset about it. And they probably figured if they put enough more exciting moments in the Rumble later on, that they'll forget about it. Philly didn't forget. Philly only had 20 minutes to let that stew inside them and get more and more pissed off as they slowly realized, yeah, this is definitely Roman Reigns winning this.
Okay, so I can just mention one thing really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Rumble's on right now. They're showing the replay of it. And Kane just did like some like karate chops in midair, and it was kind of funny. But continue. Okay.
Thanks, Drew.
The ironic thing is, though, just think to last year, when everyone came to the conclusion that Batista was winning, who was you all supporting to throw him out in the final two?
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking Roman Reigns. The fuck, people?
Yeah, it's just whoever is being pushed at us. What I think is another situation where Vince McMahon knows what we want better than we do. And he said that time and again, and I think he's proving it once again. Roman Reigns is, I'm not going to say 100% capable and deserving of the spot he's in, but I think he's a very talented dude. I think he's an awesome star, and I think he does deserve to be that guy. Whether it's now or later, that could be debated, but he's going to be the guy.
The big guy.
I just think that they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. Because I asked a lot of people ahead of time who they wanted to win. Majority of the people said different people other than Roman Reigns. But there were some people that did say Roman Reigns. And I got answers of Ziggler, Rusev, Dean Ambrose, Daniel Bryan. It wasn't just all Daniel Bryan. And I got to think if any of those people would have won, people would have been complaining about different aspects of it. You know, if, say, Dolph Ziggler won, people would be like, oh, he's just a mid-carder, and he's too small. How is he going to end up beating Brock Lesnar? If Dean Ambrose would have won, then it would have been an issue of he loses every match that he's been in for the past year. How is he supposed to win now? He's looked like a piece of shit, and now he's going to win. What the hell?
Oh, I know. That was my complaint if he won. I mentioned that last week.
Yeah, like,
if he won.
It's a valid argument.
Yeah, but there's something to complain about for all of it. So even if Daniel Bryan would have won, there would have been a pocket of the audience that would have been like, oh, great, now they're just pushing Bryan again because they didn't do this last year.
That would have been the minority, though. And I think the biggest issue with Daniel Bryan not winning is, let's face it, he's the most over guy in the company right now, more so than John Cena, I'd say. Maybe not in merchandise sales, probably because all his merchandise looks like utter fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to buy a hat with a beard on it? But as far as who's the most over guy in the company right now, it's clearly Daniel Bryan. He gets the biggest pops. He puts on the best performances. And I think that's why people are so butthurt. It's the guy that we want, and they're giving us the guy they want. I don't know if who's in the right, who's in the wrong, but I think Roman Reigns definitely got dealt a bad hand, and out of everyone whose fault it is the least, it's like Roman Reigns is the least at fault.
Well, let me pose this question over to Drew. Is this just a situation where they were in the wrong city for this to happen, and Philly's one of those unique crowds that will do the exact opposite? Yeah. They did this all night from the very first match. They booed the hell out of the New Day and were cheering Tyson Kidd and Cesaro in every single match. They just did whatever they wanted. If Raw did emanate from Hartford tonight, and as it goes into other cities, do you think that this is going to be accepted a lot better there?
I think it'll definitely be accepted a lot better there. I don't know what type of crowd Hartford is, though. It's close to New York, relatively. So I feel like they would have had some of that New York crowd come in for that. But there's always going to be a part of a crowd that's going to do the exact opposite of what WWE wants them to do. And there's always going to be guys who will cheer for their favorite wrestler, regardless of their face or heel. So, I mean, I honestly, if you were in Indianapolis, you would have gotten no reaction because no one gives a shit. Like, when they were there in, like, November, I've never heard a place so quiet during a match. It was during a Dean Ambrose match when it was just dead. Like, you could hear a pin drop. That's how quiet it was for that. Hey, look, The Rock's coming out. But Yeah, if it was Philly, one of the most extreme, like, you've heard ECW chants all night, so it was definitely one of those situations where they didn't really have a choice in the matter, but it was a bad place to do it.
All right, well, we're going to start opening up the phone lines to you folks out there. If you got thoughts about last night's Royal Rumble, the winner of the main event matchup, the triple threat match, or anything that has to do with the event or what's going on as we start heading further into the road to WrestleMania, dial in to the Raw During Show here on MegaPowersRadio.com. The number to dial is area code 760-512-7247, or you could also dial in using Skype, or if you'd prefer, continue using the chat room. Kind of quiet in there. Oh, Five Times Combo joined us. Good to have you, dude. Let's bring on our first caller there from the 646 area code. Caller from 646, we got you live on the Raw During Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Aisha.
Aisha. Well, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I saw your tweet, and I heard you're going to get it live. I was like, I'm going to call the show, so why not?
Oh, it's good to hear from you. So I'm guessing you're not watching Raw 2 in-depthly then.
No. My sister's watching it right now, and she just screamed that, The Rock just came. I'm like, I saw the TV there, and I know.
So what'd you think about Royal Rumble last night? Are you steamed, or are you happy for Roman?
I had mixed feelings about it. Like for me, like, I don't really care Roman Reigns won, but it's the ending was atrocious.
You didn't like The Rock coming out?
Well, let's be honest. The Rock just came out to save him. I mean, it was cool to see him, but we all knew why he came out.
So what part of the ending is souring you? Is it the whole Big Show and Kane running rampant across everybody?
Yeah, it was the Final Four. Like, I didn't get it. Like, the Final Four should have been Ambrose, Ziggler, Reigns, and Wyatt. That seems like part of what...
I think you make a good point. If you had all those people in there, or even if you threw in someone like an Orton, if he was in the match, which is shocking that Orton was not part of the match, if you had a little bit more doubt in that Final Four, by the time we got to who was there in that Final Four, everyone was already in the realization, oh God, it's Roman Reigns. To the point where the Philadelphia crowd, and I don't know if this made it across on TV, but in Philadelphia, you could clearly hear the entire arena chanting, "We want Rusev." And a good friend of the show, and he was there in attendance with us, Dane, know him as Vix in the chat room there. He said that it got so bad to the point where the people in Philadelphia were cheering for the Russian who hates America in the birthplace of America.
Oh, my God. Didn't they chant, "We want a refund"?
They chanted, "We want refunds." After they went off the air, the crowd was chanting, "That was awful." They were not happy at all. I can't remember a crowd being that mad since the last Royal Rumble I went to in 2008 when John Cena won it. Funny enough.
The fact that they're in Philadelphia, in all places, Philadelphia, where this is a smart wrestling crowd, and you know they're not going to like Roman Reigns, and you still do it.
What about the triple threat match? You got any thoughts about that?
Oh my God, that was so amazing. I'm sorry, that is like the match of the year candidate. I cannot tell you, like, there's so many spots, and like, oh my God, like, the long diving from the top rope onto Brock Lesnar on the announce table, that Phoenix splash, oh my God, I've seen that. Just overall, Brock Lesnar doing his German suplex, it was just so good.
I a lot of people are upset about what happened with Roman Reigns, but I think if you really look back on the show, the guy that I've been defending has really come out as a star from this is Seth Rollins. And after the end of that triple threat match, the whole crowd gave Seth a standing ovation, and it was awesome. I'm hoping. Continue.
Yeah, I literally said this guy is going to be amazing. He's literally the future of the WWE. I'm just like, this guy is amazing, dude.
I've been a Seth Rollins hater for a long time, and he's really started turning me around. And last night, man, he went in there with the two biggest dogs of John Cena and Brock Lesnar, and he hanged. And after that, I was left really hoping that we would see a Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar one-on-one match. And it looks like from what they had going throughout these interviews they've had on Raw, that is a direction they're looking at going in. Yeah. I am excited, and I can't wait to see what they got in store for that.
Oh. Oh my God, I can't wait. Like, Seth Rollins, like, really, like he's my favorite right now. Like anyone else in that company, they are, like, booking him, like, the right way. Like, he's the most well-booked character in that wrestling company right now, and he's putting in that work. And, like, it's he's so good.
What other matches do you hope to see come together for WrestleMania now that we're finally get to that point where we're starting to make things heat up for it? What other matches do you hope to see come together for WrestleMania?
Let's see. Oh God, that's that really long ago. They like messed up for WrestleMania. I really don't know.
Okay. Well,
we have Reigns. We have Reigns and Rollins. I mean, Reigns and Lesnar. We're probably gonna have John Cena and Rusev. I heard we're supposed to have Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus.
Oh, that'd be a fantastic match to see again. Just to piss everybody off. I really kind of hope that they do that. All right, Aisha, you got anything else you wanted to bring up tonight?
Let's see. Like, the overreacting over Roman Reigns is just kind of hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
That people are going this far over him winning. It's just hilarious to me.
It's honestly kind of embarrassing to be a part of the same fandom with some of these people. Like, the people who are going being all dramatic on Twitter, talking about canceling their WWE subscriptions is bad enough. But then I hear about these knuckleheads who were, like, camping their chairs in front of people trying to exit the arena and attacking their vehicles with steel chairs and stuff. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, that's stupid. Like, over a guy that won, like, this is that serious. I'm like, are you serious? Like, that's ridiculous.
They're serious.
You don't have to take it that far. Like, dang, Philly, God, we. Like, they work this up. I'm like, you don't want to piss off Philly. Oh, my God.
They mad. All right, Aisha, we're going to keep moving along here. Thank you so much for calling in. Always good to hear from you. You have a good night. I don't know, are you in the path of the storm tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Jersey. I'm at the Blizzard spot, so I'm supposed to get 24 inches, unfortunately. So I'm preparing.
No one could prepare for 23 inches.
Terrible night.
Indeed. Yeah, we're here. I'm here in New York. We're getting the same problem. So, all righty. So, you have a good night.
Yeah. Watch out. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, 23 inches would hurt.
I didn't know if that one was going to slip by.
That wasn't going to slip by. It's 23 inches.
All right, if anyone out there wants to call in, number to dial is area code 760-512-7247. Get your opinions heard on the Raw During Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. We're talking mostly about Royal Rumble, however. Lots of opinions out there about it. Oh, thanks. And we're going to continue the show rolling, talking about it. Most importantly, I want to hear what you got to say, though. But in the meantime, I want to continue a topic that I brought up on there with Aisha, which is the potential one-on-one match with Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar. I'm excited just at the potential of that. I mean, Seth Rollins made a really good line during his on-screen interview on Raw tonight, and we can actually talk about something that happened on Raw tonight. Go figure that. Seth Rollins said, yeah, I may have underestimated Brock Lesnar a bit, but you know what? I think even more so, Brock Lesnar underestimated Seth Rollins. Oh, I know. What did he actually say? Underestimated?
Underestimated.
Underestimated.
We both jumped on that immediately. Typical assholes. Just, well, like, hey, he said something wrong. Let's make fun of it.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's like John Cena last week. Blake, like, called him out on something he said wrong last week.
Stick his legs between his legs.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, Seth, remember that stupid thing you said? Yeah. Fuck you, buddy.
Well, you know, how much everyone burns Roman Reigns. You don't see as many people burning Seth Rollins for these things. So we got
to. You can get away with more embarrassing things as a heel than you can with a baby face. It's easier to have egg on your face.
As we're doing this right now, Roman Reigns is cutting his interview. We all obviously are not necessarily listening to it since we're doing this, but
he looks uptight. He looks very uptight.
Like, scared.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hurt me.
Where's Rock? I need Rock at my side for this.
Man, even The Rock couldn't get him over. Fuck me.
I think The Rock actually hurt the situation.
Yeah, it was like, hey guys, you like The Rock, right? Guys? The Rock!
Guys. How many people ahead of time were just talking about, do you guys hear that The Rock's gonna show up? And it's like, it overshadowed the whole entire thing.
Yeah. Should they just never have The Rock involved at all then?
Yeah. You want to bring The Rock back? Bring The Rock back at Fastlane.
Well, now here's my question. They previously teased something with The Rock and Rusev. And I gotta say, the person I think Roman Reigns has had the best chemistry with of anybody's fought is perhaps Rusev. Could they find a way to tie that all together?
Not at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's already set in stone. It's so going to be Brock versus Roman.
If it wasn't a situation where Rusev was going in as like this undefeated type of a guy and different stuff like that, maybe they could, but... You know what? I also don't think that they need to do another triple threat just to appease the fans again, no matter who it is.
Well, that brings me to another idea. A lot of people are saying, well, let's do the same thing we did last year and get Brian in there as a triple threat. I like the idea of making us a triple threat. However, I don't think it should be Daniel Bryan. I think it should be Seth Rollins.
If anybody gets added into the match, I'd rather it be Seth Rollins than anyone else.
He's the only one that has a logical storyline. He could literally go, I'm cashing in my money in the bank during your main event, and I'm taking the WrestleMania main event spot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the way I could possibly see this playing out is Fastlane. We have that one-on-one match, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar. Seth Rollins loses the initial match, however, attacks Brock after it, cashes in his money in the bank, and finishes the night with the title. Brock cashes in his rematch clause, whatever that bullshit reason they have in there, and inserts himself into that match at WrestleMania still, making that the triple threat.
There's a few ways to go about it, but Daniel Bryan's got the least amount of reason. You can't legitimately beat. You're done.
No, and you know, after I rewatched the match here on the replay on Raw, there's only one person I could really see them building a match for with him, and that's Bray Wyatt.
I don't think it's that big of a deal that he got eliminated by Bray Wyatt. I think that was just a situation where they said, look, we need to throw Bryan out, and we decided that we're going to throw him out midway through. So who can we have eliminate Bryan that we think could really get some booze out of this? Well, we only have two possible names, maybe three, maybe four. And let's throw out Big Show and Kane because we want them to be dominant at the end. Who do we go with, Rusev or Bray Wyatt? And clearly the way that they booked the Royal Rumble last night, Bray Wyatt is a huge priority for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably figured, you know what, Rusev doesn't need it. And if anybody is going to need a little bit of a bump up to where fans don't cheer for him, Bray Wyatt's that guy. So let's have Bray Wyatt do that. It'll piss people off. They won't like Bray Wyatt anymore. And then if we have The Undertaker or whoever the fuck they end up playing with Bray Wyatt, then it'll be like, wow, The Undertaker came and saved us from the guy who took Bryan out of it. And, you know, I don't think it's building towards a match.
There is an inbuilt storyline there, though, and I don't know if it's deliberate or not, but I don't think Bryan's ever really come out on top other than in that cage against Bray Wyatt. I think Bray's always beat him.
Plus, they haven't feuded without the family involved. And I don't know, just there's all this talk and dirt sheets are dirt cheating about Daniel Bryan apparently being legitimately pissed off about something, whatever. But from the seats we were sitting at, we clearly saw Daniel Bryan walking out, and he had this really pissed off look on his face as he had his hands resting on his hips. They weren't bullshitting about that. I think it was just selling him being upset. And now that I watched the replay where I got a look at the close-up on his face after he gets eliminated, the look of heartbreak on his face that he gets, I think that what we're going to see is Daniel Bryan is going to snap, get a mean streak put into him, and he's going to take it out on Bray Wyatt, and that's going to build a feud between those two.
I'd be fine with that. I also would like to see Daniel Bryan finally come out on top of him.
That's what I just worry. I feel like if they're going to do this match and they're building up Bray Wyatt so much, it would lead to a Bray Wyatt victory at WrestleMania, which he hasn't had yet.
The only reason you build up a heel is to have him be beaten by a top babyface. So I'm hoping that if they go up against each other, Daniel Bryan comes out on top. If he ends up fighting The Undertaker, though, then I'm indifferent on who wins.
I'm actually, and I hate to say this, because this is something that I don't support under almost any possible outcomes. I would rather see Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus than Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt.
No, I don't need to see that for a third time.
I don't need to see it, but you know what? I'd rather see that than Bray Wyatt because I've seen enough. They put on good
matches. But what are they going to do to make that match mean something?
Like have Sheamus come back as a member of the Authority, throw him in there with Daniel Bryan, maybe have like...
So heel Sheamus.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You can't have Sheamus come back as a babyface, no matter who he faces, whether it's Daniel Bryan or Dean Ambrose or Randy Orton. But I think that right now the plan going into WrestleMania, and hell, it could change by the time we do Smack Talk. I think we're getting Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Reigns and Lesnar, Daniel Bryan, and either Sheamus or some weird mix of people, and Dean Ambrose versus Kane, and John Cena versus Rusev.
So let me ask you, Sean's not here no more. Drew and Wago, what would you see Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt's paths be? I mean, now, if it wasn't facing each other, who would they face?
I'll let Drew go. I've talked enough.
If I had my choice out of like the people you've mentioned so far, I wouldn't mind Daniel. Daniel has put on a good match with both Sheamus and Bray Wyatt. But in order for Bray Wyatt to get that Undertaker match, if they're going to go through that, I'd have Bray face Undertaker, and I would just have, what's his face, Bryan face Sheamus. Bryan and Sheamus have put great matches on in the past. Unfortunately, I don't think they'd get too much time because there's a lot of matches, marquee matches on this card. So I feel like that will just be like a 10, 11-minute match, and we'll get the actual time it deserves. But Bray Wyatt and Undertaker, it's going to probably be not that good of a match. And so it doesn't matter. I think the Daniel Bryan match will be the best match for how long it is this year. So I don't know. It's a tough spot. There might be some other ones if you give me some time to think about it. But I didn't even think about it up until you guys started talking. So, I mean, people mentioned Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins having a match. I mean, I don't know what Seth Rollins will be doing unless he gets himself involved in the main event. Because, you know, there's definitely a chance of him cashing in after the main event. You can't leave that out of the water quite yet.
But he has to have something to do in the meantime there, too. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe get in a feud with Seth, with Daniel Bryan. But, you know, it looks like it's going to be Bryan and Bray at least at Fastlane. So, it'll just be a thing. I would love to, if, like, they were able to tie in a triple threat between Seth, Reigns, and Ambrose. Because that was the money match everyone thought would be at last year's WrestleMania, but because of like the Shield dissension, but they never went through with it. They just had that six-man tag instead.
There's one way of doing that, and that's if Brock drops the title. And yeah. The only way I see him dropping the title is if that tease of him
cashes in.
That or Sting cost him the match because they was teasing the whole Sting versus Brock thing.
Yeah,
Sting versus Brock. Oh my goodness!
Heyman said he's got a solution to their Sting problem. I'm just putting it out.
I have no interest in that. Please do not make that.
Wouldn't it be awesome seeing Sting get crippled, though?
I don't know how it looked on TV, but almost every single time that Brock Lesnar did a German suplex on poor Seth Rollins, Seth Rollins looked like he was going to die.
Oh, no, they pointed out at one point. It was one of the first suplex Germans he took. He landed on his shoulder awkwardly, and it looked like it hurt. Yeah, it looked like it would hurt, but...
Seth Rollins has got to feel like total shit today.
You know, after all the shit he's done, like, he went through that table at Hell in a Cell, the Money in the Bank match, he took so many bumps there. He's done a hell of a lot of bumps this year, so I'll give that man credit, and for all he does, I'm surprised he doesn't get more hurt than what he has so far. Considering all the luck that WWE has had in the past couple years when it comes to injuries, I'm really surprised out of everyone, he is the one that hasn't gotten injured yet.
That one move he did, the like backwards corkscrew 450 splash thing. Oh my god,
that was amazing.
He said tonight in the interview, officially has a name, it's called the Phoenix Splash.
I think I heard someone mention that on Twitter. Oh yeah, that was amazing.
Thing of beauty. The only thing I worry is that when he does a move like that, when Adrian Neville comes up and does the Red Arrow, it's not going to be quite as impressive now.
That's fine. Adrian Neville's just going to have... Don't worry about other people. Worry about putting yourself over. If Adrian Neville can't get over by using the Red Arrow, he's going to have to figure someone else out.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I don't know. Do you think that's more impressive than the Red Arrow? Or are you going to say the Red Arrow?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No. I'd say the Red Arrow is a lot more impressive. Like, as far as how difficult one is to do over the other, I've seen plenty of indie guys pull off the Phoenix Splash. Jack Evans made it look really fucking easy.
To be fair, the Red was what's this, Neville, the first one to use the Red Arrow, though? Or is there other people? Was it a move before him? Or did
No idea.
I wouldn't be surprised if he came up with it himself. Yeah. He came up with a lot of fucking different
moves. Yeah, it's from my understanding, he's invented a lot of moves.
Yeah, like, that guy's got freakish ability. I mean, the fact that he can do a shooting star press off the bottom rope's freaky as well.
So another, the only thing I worried about, especially when he did that move last night, was it looked like on the angle they showed on TV, and it was just a straightforward one. So when he did it, it kind of looked like he landed short a little bit.
He did. I'm sure he was tired, and it was his first time doing the move. So,
yeah,
you know, it's fine. And I don't expect him to do that move very often. I think that's a move he has to reserve for very rare occasions.
Like Mania.
Mm-hmm. Like plus, he'll fucking hurt himself if he does it too often.
Oh, yeah. You know, honestly, when they did the table spot where he jumped from the top rope and did the elbow drop, that had to be a rub at CM Punk. Did anyone else think that at all? Or was that just a...
No, I thought it was just an elbow drop from the table.
Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, hey, I remember when
Punk if anything, did that I think he's making fun of Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose could not fucking help himself. He had to try to do a flying elbow drop in the middle of the Royal Rumble match to a standing Kane. He did an elbow drop to a person that was standing. It was fucking blew my mind. Anyway, I'm sorry, Wago. What were you going to say?
I just wanted to comment on German suplexes. He was talking about how Seth landed awkwardly.
Uh-huh.
John Cena, jump, you lazy motherfucker.
But not while you're getting a curb stomp.
Yeah.
Cena is fucking atrocious.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry to pull a Drew here, but it looks like they're going to announce the next Raw inductee to the Hall of Fame next on Raw.
They also just announced two things about Fastlane.
Well, they announced on .com earlier, one of them at least, is, and this was the next topic I wanted to bring up anyway, we're officially having the Rusev versus Cena match, the one that everyone knew it was leading to. apparently this actually happened last night when they were doing their post-Rumble interviews for Network or .com, whatever it was. Rusev attacked Cena because he was so mad that he got eliminated, and that's what made the match. Okay. Couldn't have done that in an interview on Raw tonight. Like, you even could have done that from the studios if you had to. That's the way we're going to start this, which is probably supposed to be the biggest match of Rusev's career. Fucking ridiculous.
Well, especially when it's got a built-in story that you could do with this dude who is consistently supposed to be viewed as, like, this American soldiery kind of guy, salutes to the ring all the fucking time, and you're going to make this about a generic getting jumped backstage thing. Really dumb, and I think this is a horrible idea.
And for John Cena to lose focus so quickly of just being in the main event, and he wasn't the one who got pinned in the match.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you could have beat, be like, yo, I wasn't pinned, so yeah, one-on-one, I'd kick your ass
what
or something.
What I
like
wonder
that.
Though is, do they blow this feud off at Fastlane, or does it build to the Mania?
It builds to Mania. I guarantee you, Rusev. I hope they don't take the easy way out and get him disqualified or Cena gets counted out. I want to see Rusev get a legitimate win, a legitimate pinfall or submission where Cena can't like tap or something like that. And then maybe at Mania, unfortunately, Rusev will end up losing, which is stupid that they have to protect Cena and have him win on the big stage and not let someone like Rusev get the win there.
We got a tweet from friend of the show, Dane Quinn. He says, if WWE kills Rusev at Fastlane thanks to a Cena victory, I will hashtag cancel WWE Network.
Damn. as far as, like, I really hope they don't have Rusev lose at Fastlane just because it would have just... I don't want to see him wrestling Cena to get redemption. It needs to be the other way around. I don't mind if Cena beats him at WrestleMania. I expect it. I just don't...
We expect it. But
I just don't want him to do it at Fastlane. If you're gonna beat Rusev, you do it at Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's like this. You mentioned before. As soon as Rusev loses a legitimate match, like either he gets pinned or he submits, you said it. His career is fucking done. Essentially, like they have to change something up with his character. He can't just be this big Russian guy who's like undefeated. No American can beat him. As soon as an American can beat him, it kind of ruins the whole thing. That's the thing.
I don't know what they're gonna do.
I don't want.
Here's the thing. If Cena gets this victory at WrestleMania, what if it's not a clean victory? What if he gets help from, I thought The Rock, but maybe if it's like Hulk a Jack Hogan. Swagger, Hulk Hogan, Kurt Angle, perhaps, if they could work that out somehow. Whatever it is, say that's how he wins. Then Rusev's first big loss also is kind of tainted, and it's not that big of a deal of harming him.
We made it. Do you know how we always say, like, we always do this on the flip side, where when a babyface, so remember when Bray Wyatt beat John Cena, and everyone was saying, oh, it doesn't count because he had interference?
That's what I was actually about to bring up.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter in the long run. The wins and the losses count.
I don't know. See, I think there's a potential to screw up a lot of stuff here. I'm actually more annoyed with this idea that they just announced the Rusev and Cena thing than anything that happened at the Royal Rumble, because if they do Rusev and Cena and then they just do Rusev and Cena again, I don't care about a WrestleMania match. There's something that I do not like about doing a match before a pay-per-view. And then if you throw another person out there and this is just, you know, Rusev beats John Cena because you're building up to either The Rock or Daniel Bryan or something, you know what? Then Rusev needs to beat the shit out of John Cena for it to matter.
Whoa, the Terminator's going in the Hall of Fame?
Yep. What? I thought it was going to be the Eliminator.
Well, see, they want to do that match between Terminator and RoboCop.
Wait, no.
Where they can do WCW and WWE.
No way! Yes! Yes!
Oh, actually, that reminds me. Earlier today, they mentioned how Arnold Schwarzenegger was the one who inducted Bruno Sammartino, and they did an article about that.
So they're going to have Bruno induct him?
Oh, no way. Kevin Robinson's inducting him.
Oh, that's Kevin fantastic. Robinson. All right, breaking news here on the Raw During Show. They have announced Arnold Schwarzenegger is officially joining Macho Man Randy Savage as the class of 2015 going into the WWE Hall of Fame. That's badass. I am stoked for that. In my opinion, one of the best celebrity inductees.
Yeah, there's very few celebrities that I think deserve to go in. The first one that should have ever really gone in was Mike Tyson, but
he's in now.
Okay. Yeah, Tyson got put in. His speech was what you'd expect it to be.
They still never put Muhammad Ali in there, have they?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
To be quite honest, I don't want to see Ali on stage. It'll make me depressed looking at what he's become.
Is Cyndi Lauper in?
Probably not.
That's cool. I'm happy for Arnold. It looks like they're doing this thing where all the superstars are doing their impressions of Arnold. I wish I could hear this. I'm sure Ryback's is freaking hilarious.
Well, Ryback's like a huge
fucking, Terminator guy who fucked up.
Oh my god, Paige is such a hot Terminator.
Well, the whole Ryback character started out as a Terminator kind of gimmick.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I hope that he says, "I'll be Ryback."
Oh, they should let Ryback induct him.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be really cool. Like, just as a knowing that he's a big fan, just let him fucking do it.
Oh, you know who's gonna induct him? It's probably gonna be The Rock.
I know.
You want to know who Ryback should just induct everyone at this point? I bet he could come up with something awesome for everybody.
Ryback should be the host.
I'd actually be okay with that. Unrelated. Is Psycho Sid in there?
No. He's on bad terms with WWE. I'm pretty sure. He's not.
He came back
when they were doing that Legends. I guess he cleared up then. Never mind.
I think he should go into
unless he's on bad terms again.
He went backstage and he was just like, by the way, fuck everybody here. We're like, god damn it, Sid.
The squirrels told me I gotta be mad.
I bet Vince was like, hey guys, watch this. I'm gonna break his leg and just kicked him really fucking hard.
Arnold.
That's not how Vince breaks people's legs. He gets them stuck in a door and drives the car into it.
Oh man, Arnold, he handed Stone Cold the chair.
Yeah, he better watch out. He might be running away with his leg between his legs. And if he meets Owen Hart, he's going to kick his leg from underneath his leg.
Too bad he's old now. Like, he looked like, damn, he has the impressive physique for when he was younger.
Oh my god, 5x combo in the chat room says, I bet in 15 years, Flo Rida will be going into the Hall of Fame.
God, the thing is, he's done more than one performance for WWE. So.
Yes, no, he's done a lot with them. I wouldn't be shocked.
Would you might hate the guy. Based off some of the credentials that some of the celebrities have gone in 15 years' time, does he deserve it?
Yeah.
The fuck is Ambrose doing? Oh,
God. I mean, if you put him in, you gotta put Kid Rock in.
Oh, no. Okay, fuck that shit.
No, then you have to put in...
I'd rather have Fred Durst go in than fucking Kid Rock.
Hey, look, there's Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, he just did something with Ambrose, walking, like, trying to find the building or something. I don't know.
Probably couldn't find him for all that damn stuff.
You know who should go in? And, I mean, I don't know if they would do it, but...
Kevin Robinson?
No. But, shit, you made me forget his name.
What did you do, Tony?
The basketball player.
Carl Malone.
Carl Malone and the other guy with the crazy hair.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Yeah.
Thank God you know guy who watches basketball.
Shaquille O'Neal.
It's Shaquille O'Neal too, but not until after those guys.
Just put Shaq in there. He pushed Big Show once.
I was trying to remember what the Shaq did, but yeah, that happened. Floyd Mayweather is not in yet.
I'd be perfectly okay having Floyd Mayweather in there. I think
but in a few more years. He's still boxing, so...
I thought he had, like, a really fucking good match with Big Show. I think that's
that very delivered. And I also loved how, like, he started as the babyface but ended up as a heel. And how many celebrities play the heel?
Well, he plays a heel in boxing, so he was right at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what his character is in boxing. I'm trying to... Give me a second. I bet we could think.
You know what sold that match between him and Big Show, though? The fact that he legitimately broke his nose.
Nothing was better than that first night when they had that.
You want to know who else played a heel?
Hmm?
Kevin Federline.
Yes, he did. I mean, he had to.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was getting all the shit.
Like him and Perez Hilton?
Ugh.
Remember Perez Hilton came out, people didn't even give him a chance to talk. They were just, like, booing him right away, and I remember he was just, like, so, like, sarcastic, like, thank you for the warm welcome.
Honestly, I don't mind Perez Hilton too much. I keep it when he does his radio stuff. He's always on when I turn on the radio, and it's like,
Just think about that. In, like, enough time, they could just choose any one of those Raw guest hosts to go into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I'm perfectly okay with Seth Green going in there as long as he has, like, draws a sketch and inducts himself with the sketch.
Okay, that would be awesome.
You say all of you are totally up for it now that I've said that.
Yeah.
I am fine with Seth Green. Didn't he wrestle a match?
Yeah, he teamed with John Cena against Legacy.
Mm-hmm. And he was on recently again. Didn't he do commentary for something?
I think so.
Yeah, he was there for the Slammies.
Well, what I like about Seth Green is he's a legitimate fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And I actually like heard stories about how he's like so respectful to everyone when he's backstage.
Yeah, everyone loves him backstage.
So yeah, I would say he's a lock. Bob Barker. And please let them do it before he dies.
The Price is Right episode was amazing. That was actually one of my favorite episodes before I left. That was during a time period before I stopped watching wrestling because there was this. I was like, that was like one of the only episodes I enjoyed that year.
Let me pull up a list of the Raw guests.
To be fair, there was some shitty hosts like fucking Rob Zombie. Hey, Edge.
You want to know who's going to probably go in the Hall of Fame? Because he's just on. Kevin Hart's probably going to go in eventually.
No.
He's hosted Raw more than once now.
No. I could see... I forgot his name, but the Wolverine guy, he'd go in.
Oh, yeah. What's his face?
Hugh Jackman.
Like, yeah,
Hugh Jackman.
Who was the one guy? I forget who. It was like last year.
I forgot Cheech and Chong hosted a Raw.
I forget which co-host it was, but I think it was last year. It was like he didn't know... anything about wrestling, so he was just asking questions, trying to like get something, like, you know, try to be a part of the actual conversation and somewhat. And I remember that, and I thought that was pretty cool, like he was learning about the actual thing because he didn't watch it before.
If Cheech and Chong go in, Rob Van Dam's so gotta fucking induct.
Oh gosh, yeah,
that'll jack
swagger. My god, Jewel hosted an episode of Raw. I blocked that out of my memory. Oh, Jerry Springer, he could go in.
He's done a few things. Yeah, because we did that Nikki and Brie thing, and that was terrible.
I thought that was kind of fun, actually. Who the fuck is Carl Edwards? Oh, he's one of those racing guys.
Oh, yeah, he's...
He's one of those racist guys?
He's one of those racing guys. One of the NASCAR guys.
Oh, look at Dean here.
Oh, if it's NASCAR, he probably is racist.
Oh, yeehaw. Oh, he probably hates Byron Saxon, then.
Whoa!
What? No one said he was racist.
Man, I forgot, like... So many of these people host him. And Al Sharpton, what a terrible choice.
Donald Trump, that's a good... Wait, is Trump... Oh, yeah, Trump was in a couple years ago. Oh, yeah, wasn't he inducted when you guys went at WrestleMania 29?
He should be in. He deserves it.
No, I think I think he is already because
who else? Sharpton?
No, Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump. Yeah. No, he was. Yeah. I don't remember when he was inducted. I can't remember the Hall of Fame class.
I thought it was the year that they were in New York, and it made sense for them.
Could have been. That would make sense.
When the fuck did Snoop Dogg host the show?
Oh, I remember that. I remember he was all up on the Bella Twins. Rima Faki. Wow.
Is that one of the new Samoans?
No, that was Miss America.
Yeah, that was that Miss America chick.
She tried like to be on like Tough Enough or something for like 3 weeks, and then decided that
James Rodé. Oh, the guy from Psych.
Yeah. You know, the Scrubs, but
Jared Fogle. They actually had him host an episode.
You remember Jerry the King Lawler going nuts about the Subway sandwiches?
Uh-huh.
It was like a whole big thing with Santino and stuff.
Oh my goodness. Grumpy Cat. Please no.
No, it's Grumpy the Cat, remember. You pronounce it.
Yeah, right. Grumpy the Cat.
Oh man, they already have scheduled for April 27th, 2015. The people from Modern Family are going to be on.
Fuck off and die. And take Lanny Poffo with you.
We have that to look forward to.
Can we bring Lanny Poffo as a guest so people can boo him?
Well, we'll call his people and see what we can do. The thing is, I hear if you bring Lanny Poffo on, you got to bring his dad on, you got to bring his cousin on, and it just gets messy.
It's funny because he's a cuck.
You know, if you really want people to boo Lanny Poffo, he should win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but he'd like fucking go, yeah, this is what Randy would have wanted. Fucking hate Lanny Poffo.
I just want to remind all y'all out there, this is the most interactive during Raw experience, the Raw During Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. We have the phone lines open if you want to call and get your voice heard. Area code 760-512-7247, or you can join via Skype, or if you don't want to have your voice heard, perhaps if you're shy, you can join the chat room on blogtalkradio.com. Just scroll on down below where the player is, make sure you're registered with blogtalkradio.com, and you'll be able to join all the cool cats in there, like Five Times Combo, Ferris 419, Wolf Mask Cat, I don't know what the fuck your name is, dude, and Wazili. Oh, and Chaotic just joined us. What's up, dude?
You got to make sure, though, if you really want to get on the Raw During Show, call now because you have about 3 minutes before it changes over to the Raw Post Show.
3 minutes? Are you kidding?
5 minutes.
You think they're not going to do an overrun?
Did I just hear you say 3 minutes?
Oh, and it's totally Wolf Mask Hat. But is it a wolf mask hat? Or is it like a wolf with mask a mask hat?
You can't fucking help yourself, can you?
You should have heard some of this shit yesterday. Walking by somebody in the line with a Rey Mysterio mask on, and I'm just like, who's that standing in the line? Are you?
And then you saw someone in a Sin Cara mask, and you said it again.
Yeah. Same fucking thing. Who cares?
Five Times Combo says, do you guys not like Modern Family? I don't watch. I mean, it might be a good show. I honestly have never watched it, so I can't say. It just never looked interesting to me. Has anyone here watched it?
Repeat what you said.
Modern Family, have you ever watched it?
No, I meant just repeat your answer. That was my answer.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big fan of it, but oh man, you're going to hate me for this. But I hear that the sequel Post Modern Family is better.
By the way, that song that you were singing about people in the line, you should have just done it to a Kane guy just to piss him off.
Well, I didn't see any Kane people there, but, Modern Family is a show that I can appreciate. I understand why people like it, but I don't. I've seen a couple episodes, and I laughed a couple of times, but I can't get into it. And, you know, that's happened with a couple other TV shows. Like, I never got into Lost. But I'm sure if I would have watched it from the beginning, I would have been hooked. Mm. And yeah, I can understand why people watch, say, I don't know, like NCIS or something. You know, like there's a lot of shows that seem like
they're retarded.
My problem with most modern shows is that they're commitments, and I can't just like pick up a show and watch it whenever I want. Like, you have to, like, know every detail of what went on in every episode before the one you watched. Otherwise, you're not going to have any fucking clue what's going on.
The main reason I never watch Modern Family is most of the people that watch Modern Family watch The Big Bang Theory, and The Big Bang Theory is just cut.
Oh, I fucking hate The Big Bang Theory.
See, I like The Big Bang Theory, but I can agree that it is something that I can understand why people don't like it. Kind of the opposite of the Modern Family thing.
Here's the summary of The Big Bang Theory. Here is a joke. Ha 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 ha! Laugh track!
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean, Batman? See? I've made a nerd reference. Because it's Batman.
You know the reason why I didn't get in the Modern Family? Speaking of different other shows, you said, like, you know, a lot of people like Big Bang Theory and that's why you don't watch it. It reminded me of The Office. And I don't like The Office. So... You know, The Office and Parks and Recreation seem like they're two shows that what I've seen of it, I do not think is anywhere near as funny what everybody else does. And there's this air of, like, hipster douchebag, I'm smarter than you, and that's why this is funny, because it's a more educated show, when it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that just pisses me off. So Modern Family gave me that vibe a long, long time ago, and... You know, I think the first time I ever watched any of it was because it was like, who's this person? Oh, it's Sofia Vergara. Huh. Oh, the blonde's kind of hot, too. Oh, half an episode went by. I guess I laughed once or twice.
And based on the chat's response, I think this is the Big Bang Theory show.
Oh, man, I got to make some logos for that, too.
Guys, we have 5 seconds left of the Raw during show before we head into the Raw post show. And it's gone. We are officially into the Raw post-show territory. Welcome, everyone, to the Raw post-show on MegaPowersRadio.com.
I'm back. Woo!
Kevin Roberts.
You got to play the music again. You gave us a cold open.
Oh, okay.
I love how we just decided that's the fart song.
You are listening to the Phil Stevenson
Show.
Your host, Phil Stevenson, where you get your fill on everything involving Phil Stevenson. And now, here's your host, Phil Stevenson.
Ah, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to tonight's edition of the Phil Stevenson Show, where Phil Stevenson, the premier dog collector of the Midwest Panhandle. If you are looking for information about this, please join the show anytime by dialing area code 760-512-7247. We want to hear what you got to say about dog collecting, your favorite dolls, whatever you want to talk about. We got a caller on the line, so let's go ahead and see what they got to say. Caller from 540, you are live on the Phil Stevenson Show.
Hello, my name is Jeff from Frontwell, Virginia, and over here tonight we have a monster blizzard that will cause power delays, power outages in New York and Boston.
Oh, God.
The weather here is supposed to get bad.
Are you impersonating Phil Roker? Wait, Al Roker?
No, he's telling you what the weather is.
Al Roker?
You know, what's up, Jeff?
Wait, I thought your name was John.
He wasn't gonna do that to me again.
How you doing tonight, dude?
I'm doing good.
Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nick and Boston are really getting hammered out there tonight.
Oh yeah, man.
In
New York, we're getting pounded in the ass here, too, man. Lots of snow. I'm really glad it didn't ruin last night's Royal Rumble event.
Well, I thought the Royal Rumble match itself sucked.
Oh, no. Are you one of these people who canceled your WWE network?
Snarf smash.
I still want to watch the WWE network. I still haven't given up on that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, good.
By the way, I'm really not Al Roker, too. I would have given you all the weather report, but, yeah. Let's still talk about the Rumble, though. I think Lesnar Lesnar retaining the WWE title was a smart move, great move.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted Daniel Bryan to win the Royal Rumble. Up next, they're supposed to have a feud between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, so I need to keep an eye on it right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to sit and watch. Okay.
Okay.
So I can tell you what's up to date. Right?
Okay. All right. So what are we going to bring you back?
A reporter. All right.
We're going to bring you on in 10 minutes then?
What?
What?
Oh, wait a minute. I think...
What?
They're probably going to see that now.
What?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
All right, they're interviewing right now. All right, they're interviewing right now.
Oh, they're shaking hands. Live play-by-play. Oh.
Ball hanging, shaking hands with Roman Reigns. I wouldn't trust.
All right. Well, we'll let him continue doing his thing with that. We'll come back in a few minutes. So, what y'all thinking about?
Brock Lesnar. And I beat the streak.
Thinking I don't want to go to work tomorrow.
I'm glad I don't have to.
I gotta work.
You know, anyone who's listening in different parts of the country is just like, hey, what are they all complaining about all this snow bullshit? Listen, you don't get it, all right? In New York City, there is an extreme shortage of kale. I've seen pictures and tweets all over the place. You cannot find kale at any of the Whole Foods. It's a problem.
All right, then.
Yeah. Let's see what Jeff's doing.
Snarfer, snarfer?
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, Paul Heyman just let Michael Cole off, and now he's asking Roman Reigns questions.
He sure is.
So I'm thinking this is going to leak that up.
So, while we're continuing going through this here, let me ask you one question, man. Who should have won the Royal Rumble instead of Roman Reigns?
My opinion, it should have been either Daniel Bryan. It should have been my man, D. Bry.
And why is that?
I'm not trying to be Booker T here. Sounds like you guys are breaking up. Can I hear you guys okay?
What?
What?
Sounds like you guys are breaking up. Can I hear y'all okay?
I don't know. Can you hear all?
What?
Yes, I can hear all, yeah.
What?
I can hear you guys.
What? Oh, he's gone. He must have lost. So, anyone else want to take over doing commentary about this segment here? he's gone. You can't do that. I think we got him back here. Jeff?
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay.
I can hear you better. I'm still watching Roman and Brock Lesnar in the ring. I mean, not in the ring, the interview section. And it looks like WrestleMania is going to be intense between these two. Shut up! Stop making that noise.
Yo, what the hell was that? Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Did you guys find out that Triple H and Sting are gonna go face to face at Fastlane too?
Just face to face?
Yeah, Triple H wants to call out Sting to the ring for a confrontation. He's invited Sting per the authority.
Hmm. And now, why wouldn't they have a real match?
It's just a confrontation, but the real match I'm sensing is going to be at WrestleMania. See, this is what I'm thinking here at Fastlane. I bet you Triple H is challenging Sting to a match at WrestleMania. Here's how here's how it all goes down. Here's how I want it to happen. Triple H's job versus Kane's career.
Now, if Triple H loses his job, but then what?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. Who knows more about that than Sting? But also, another match scheduled for Fastlane, John Cena takes on Rusev. That's going to be another match.
And, that's definitely going to be a match if I've ever seen one before.
It would indeed be a match, right, Drew?
I think it would be a big match.
I don't think there's anything I can say right now. So I know that we're going to have a casket match between Daniel Bryan and Kane on SmackDown.
I do like a good casket match. I don't know if Daniel Bryan will be up for it. I think Kane's got a shot.
Yeah.
But what do I know? I don't really know that much anyways.
You don't know anything, Drew.
I don't know shit.
Listen, guys. The last time they had a casket match on SmackDown was in 2008 when The Undertaker
took
on Chavo Guerrero.
Chavo? What? That happened?
We've come a long way.
It was in Halloween. Remember that?
Wait, it was with Khali?
It's going to be Bryan and Kane again in a casket match. And so, I sense Daniel Bryan defeating Kane in that match so Kane can go back to his old mask gimmick. I could see that, man. I could see Bryan and Kane fighting at WrestleMania because unfinished business left between the two.
No, Jeff. I got a real question. My question is, so was it Chavo that? Or was it the Great Khali?
It was Chavo.
I thought you said it was the Great Khali.
It was probably during that
Chavo. Chavo Guerrero, man.
Man, geez, you know they were really strong in 2008 when Chavo was doing stuff. Okay, continue.
They're staring each other down. And they're shaking hands.
Oh my god.
Are they going to kiss?
No. I hope not. Brock's saying, unlike him, I don't respect you. I can't read words to what they're saying.
Looks like Brock got a fresh haircut.
And Roman says, but you will. But you will. And that's going to be a great match at WrestleMania. I don't care if they're going to boo or cheer, but I say that's going to be a great match at WrestleMania.
What? All right. Well, we're gonna bring on a caller, a good friend of yours. You know him, right? JD? You know JD, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to bring JD on. I know you guys like to converse with each other. He's just getting to us now. Lots of people getting here late. They didn't know we started now early. This is why you got to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, folks. We decided to start early because there wasn't a real Raw tonight. We had the snow. We decided to start at 10 o'clock. Should have been paying attention.
And by the way,
you wouldn't know.
And by the way, folks.
What's up?
New York, Boston, Philadelphia, New England. We'll get 18 to 24 inches, guys.
Wow, that's a lot. There's no way you could prepare for 18 to 24 inches.
As you can see, there's some people out on the roads, but the roads, they're saying, have been closed till like 9 p.m., so I wouldn't trust anyone going down those roads.
I wouldn't trust you going on those roads.
Right. Let's bring them on.
Yeah.
It's the All JD Show. It is JD. It's the All JD Show. Hey, it's such a fucking year. Fuck you, JD. And then it's your JD. It's the JD Show.
JD, you there, bro?
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Tremendous. Hey, how you doing tonight, man?
Still got that cold?
You guys started the show early tonight.
Yeah, we did, man. You weren't paying attention to the Twitter, didn't you know?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that tonight.
Oh, it's too bad. What'd you think about Royal Rumble, dude?
Do you still have that cold?
Royal Rumble, I don't know. It was okay. However, I had a lot of problems with the main events, the Royal Rumble, however that is. The Triple Threat, I thought, was really good, however. But the Rumble really was a bad way to end it, however.
Oh.
Hey, JD, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good.
We haven't talked in a while. How you been?
Good.
Good. Although there was somebody who sounded sort of like you calling into another show the other night. Did you ever listen to TGTS? They do a wrestling show.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I've listened to that.
Yeah, because there was a guy. They said it was you, but it didn't really sound like you last night. And we were both on the show together, and I thought it was you, but it didn't sound like you. So at least we got a chance to talk tonight.
Wait. Huh?
Yes, Michael?
Well, I thought Jeff was going to say something.
Did you have a question, Michael?
Well, I thought Jeff was going to say something. What are you going to say, Jeff?
This is SJD.
Listen, it was me.
It
was you? Okay, because that was weird, because you sound different tonight for some reason.
Wait, you called into another show?
Wait, you're the higher power?
Wait, you called into another show?
Is this the JD I've been hearing about?
Wait, no, hold on, guys. Jeff called into another show? What the fuck, bro? Don't you have loyalty?
Yeah, what the fuck? We worked hard.
Whoa, JD called into another show as well. Should we be getting mad at him?
Well, JD is the fucking, internet champion. He calls into fucking any show he wants to, man.
You know what, actually?
He's like fucking the Ric Flair.
He goes around and lets everyone know that we're better. You make a good point. That's right, JD. You're like the leader of the chat.
Oh, thank you very much, Drew.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I would not say that. You
JD can come and go as he wants. But, Jeff, the fuck, dude? Do I have to get Drew on you to handle this? Drew, defend me here. What the fuck?
Whoa. I am going to defend nobody. You know, we might have to call off an investigation if we need to, but I will say one thing. I'm going to defend Mr. Payton on this one, and I will say you should not be calling into other shows for the sole purpose, as this is Mega Powers Radio, the greatest show on the internet, the greatest show on Blog Talk Radio, and this is the only show that anyone should be listening to, along with the All Talk Show, the Dace Man Show, and any other show with the Smack Talk privileges, Smirk Out Moment, or Fanboys Anonymous approval on it. So what the hell were you thinking, Jeff? Is your name even Jeff at this point? Who are you? I don't even look at you the same anymore. You don't even look at me anymore. I'm gonna just
You want answers?
What?
You want answers?
Go ahead, Snarf.
I said you want answers.
I do.
What? What did you say?
You want answers?
Yeah.
What?
You can't handle the truth.
Well, guess what? I don't need the truth. I have people who've been saying shit that I didn't ever want to pray about hearing. So just go. I don't even want to be with. I don't even. I don't even want to be in.
Got a Gabby Cola.
Be guarded by me at all costs. Who's gonna do it? You, Jeff.
Remember
you,
when?
Mike. I have a greater responsibility.
Okay,
than you
this,
can
this is where
have.
We draw the line. Your New Year's resolution, you were going to stop with the stupid gimmicks, and now you're continuing with the gimmicks. What is your problem, Jeff?
Damn, Drew. What the fuck? I just said defend me. I didn't say you have to freaking attack the kid.
Mike, listen. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's sorry. Uh-oh. Okay, no, he said he's sorry. It's okay.
Oh, okay. It's all good, Jeff.
Yeah, he said he's sorry. It's okay. All
right. Just don't do it again, or else I'll kill you.
I'm not telling you guys. I'm not telling those radio people that you all are bad. I just called to check in with them.
Oh, you checked?
Oh no!
Checking to them. You have a motel somewhere? You're gonna check in with them?
You gonna roll in the fucking snow?
Yeah. Don't hold it against me.
Well, I hear checking in the hotel is the best way to prepare for that 24 inches.
Hey. It's funny because that was a joke we referenced at one time. I love you.
Don't forget the black wolf.
So, JD.
Remember that time that guy in that, I don't know if, what was it, Vic the video. You guys should see on YouTube when he said, "I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk."
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, that guy's funny. He's funny.
Yeah, I don't really want to spoil it for myself, but does he get the bread and the milk? I really have no idea what the hell this video is.
Don't forget the toilet paper. And don't forget the toilet paper, too.
Does he? Well, oh, shit, that's another layer of this mystery.
Can we get to the more important issue tonight? And that's Drew. You said you were going to do me a favor last week, Drew. You said you were going to get to the bottom of this mystery. I guess there was somebody else that called in pretending to be me.
Yes, I have. Well, listen, it's like this. I have called Mr. McMahon, and Mr. McMahon said he's been dealing with a lot this week, the past week, especially right now. He's busy because of how Raw went and everything that's been going down up there, and he sure as hell is dealing with so much from last night. But I guarantee you this upcoming week, he promised me he'd get his best detective on the case. I've kept in contact with him. I even talked to the guy. I won't give away his name yet. I'm supposed to keep that on the down low until he starts his investigation. But he should possibly be on this show starting in the upcoming couple weeks. So be on here. Maybe he'll ask you a few questions. Okay, JD?
Well, however, Snarf, if that's what you want to do, I would really appreciate, Snarf, however, if you were able to find out some information. Anything you can tell me would be great, however.
Well, you know, he did hint to me that based on the information that I gave him, that we have two JDs, and one is called Not JD, which he was kind of confused about at first, but I explained the whole situation. It's kind of like an inside joke, you know, you kind of have to, like, explain it. But from what I got and what I told him, he has a few ideas of who it possibly may be. So you might didn't give me names.
Hold on, it's Silent Wind of Doom, suspect number one.
Suspect number one was the Silent Wind of Doom. He mentioned my name because apparently I do everything wrong. And he's like, "Yeah, Drew, it could be you. You could just be a fucking liar." And I was just like, "Well,
if it wasn't Silent Wind of Doom, it was one of his goons, one of his. It could be one of his goons.
It could be not JD. It could, you know, that you remember that one guy. It could be Mobile Sensation. I don't know. It could be Five Times Combo. It could be guest 9339, which you shouldn't be that guest. You should make an account and join the chat room, by the way. It could be the actual JD. It could be Jeff Gross, okay? It could be John Gross. Who knows?
That's kind of suspicious to me, too. Why would you be in the chat room and not register a name? What have you got to hide? That sounds suspicious to me. You should look into that guest.
You know, Wolf Mask Hat? Has been here ever since this issue has showed up. I'm telling you, he should be a suspect as well. I didn't even think about him.
Oh, goodness. This is just getting really, really big.
This is bigger than what we thought.
I still think Silent Wind of Doom needs to show up, though, and say this.
Mike, however?
I don't know, man. JD, you've been calling to this show for a year now. I feel like I'm so familiar with everything you say, and you sound like you. So I don't know who what's going on here. I'm just so torn.
Exactly. We've spent a lot of time talking. We've shared a lot of good opinions, however, over the years. And at this time, you should probably be able to recognize me, however. So I'm thinking that if I call in, you can tell the difference between me, however, and an imposter, however.
Well, there's only one way to...
There are two Undertakers!
He's right.
I think there's only one way.
No, there are.
Was that the Undertaker? What was that?
I think there's only one way to settle this.
Well, I think the real one talking tonight.
Wait. Wait. What'd you say, Jeff?
There are two JDs.
Okay.
But other one's talking here tonight, so I don't know.
But this is the real one, right?
Listen, I would hope so. I would hope so. JD, are you really real tonight?
Am I really real? Absolutely. Yeah. However, why would I be fake? What have I got to hide? Why would I be faking to be somebody that I'm not?
You're not hiding anything, man. You're not hiding anything at all.
I'm so fucking confused.
I'm just calling up to tell my straight opinion. You guys know I always... have a straight shooter with you guys. I always tell you, I always give you the truth. I tell you how it is. And if you don't like my opinions, however, then that's okay. We can agree to disagree, however. But I respect the fact that you guys bring me on and let me at least air my opinion.
All right, well, we're going through so much of this drama, and we haven't talked at all about Raw. JD, what do you think about Raw?
Raw, however, well, I mean, considering that, you know, it wasn't really the greatest show, again, I'm really disappointed, however. You know, I can't wait to see what the ratings are going to be this week. You know, it's going to be terrible, however. It's one of those things where if you're not going to put on a good show, why bother being on television at all, however? You know, they got to start getting better writers on there, first of all, however, which is the most important thing.
They didn't even write
second
anything
of all,
this week.
You got to be able to follow up that ass of a pay-per-view, however, with something good the next night. And then they give us this? Really? Is this what the crowd really wants, however? I really don't think so. You know, it's about time that they just restart from scratch, start everything from the beginning, however, and just give the fans what they want for once, however.
And what is it the fans want?
I agree.
The fans want to have their way a little bit sometimes once in a while. They can't always have the authority and their little bitch boys running everything every time. You know, it's the same storyline all the time, day in and day out.
I always like that. You saying bitch boys. I love that. That cracks me up.
It's just the truth. I tell it like it is, however. You know me. I call in every week. I've been calling in for over a year, however. And you guys know that I hate the authority. They need to get them off TV. And they just need to come up with some better storylines, however. You know, I think it was a travesty the way that they booked the Royal Rumble last night. I'm not so upset about Roman Reigns winning, however, but it's more about how they booked everybody. You know, they made the guys who should be getting a push, they made them all look really weak, however, and then they had people like Kane, the big red retard, and the big slow, eliminating everybody at the end, however. You know, these old guys who really don't need a push or anything, they just use them for easy, cheap heat, however. And then they had guys like Ambrose just being pushed over like it's nothing. And then Daniel Bryan was eliminated way too early, however. And I just thought it was a tragedy. You know, they really need to really rethink what they're doing, however, and get those little bitches off TV all the time, ruining everything. And they just need to have better storylines. What do you think, Jeff?
I totally agree with you, Janie. Yeah, I do see Triple H and Sting at WrestleMania. I see Sting taking Triple H out of power for a little bit. Triple H, maybe he could take some time off. And then if I was WWE writer, how about after WrestleMania, an NXT invasion, and Triple H returns to try to help the company against the NXTers? And then have an on-screen leader behind the scenes, a part of the NXT invasion.
Exactly. Well, you saw it when Triple H was at the NXT pay-per-view, however. When he got such a babyface pop, he's giving the people what they want down there, Snark. And it's one of those things where if you give the people what they want once in a while, however, they will actually tune into the product each and every week, Snark, and then they will enjoy what they're actually seeing, however. It's one of those things where, you know, once in a while, you got to give somebody something good. With Raw, it's crap. With NXT, they're hitting it a home run almost every time. However,
they've been hitting. But this week on Thursday Night SmackDown, we got Daniel Bryan and we have Kane in a casket match too. What do you think if Daniel Bryan was to put Kane in the casket and we could see Kane return back in his mask, would that set up something between Daniel Bryan and Kane at WrestleMania? Because, like I mentioned to Mike earlier, that there's still some unfinished business left with Daniel Bryan and Kane.
I think Kane's got a shot at that.
Absolutely, I could see that. You know, I could see Bryan going over, however, and then, you know, putting Kane in the casket, however, and then Kane comes back as the big red monster instead of the big red corporate retard like he is right now. And that could start up another, you know, another chapter to their feud. You know, Bryan kind of left injured, however, when they were in the middle of that, you know, with Kane appearing in the limousine and scaring Brie and stuff like that. However, and that was a good storyline. But unfortunately, since Bryan got injured, however, they had to kind of abort that one in the middle. And, you know, it seems like most episodes of Raw, they should just abort that same way, too.
Oh my goodness. Well, let me ask you guys, what are your opinions about the triple threat match for the World Heavyweight title where no one came out looking better this entire night than Seth Rollins?
I'll go first, Mike. I think that match was pretty off the chart because not only do you have like three guys fight in the same ring, but Rollins, Cena, and Lesnar, man, they gave it their all out there. I mean, it was something very hard to watch. I mean, Rollins hitting that elbow drop off the top rope, and Brock Lesnar, don't forget all about his German suplexes as well. I mean, Brock and Cena and Brock going through the barricade, and I tell you, all in all, I give my hats off to that match. That was 3-star. That was a 4.4 match. I know, 5-star match.
I don't know. A 4.4 match is pretty good.
I agree for the most part. Yeah, for the most part, I agree. You know, it was one of the best title matches, World Heavyweight title matches that I've seen in a long time, however. And, you know, it's way up there, you know, in the last few years. So one of the best title matches, however. And probably as far as triple threat matches go, I'd say it's one of the top I've ever seen. You know, it was fantastic, however, for a triple threat, which usually they're pretty predictable. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of a mystery, however. But this time I thought, however, that it was really good triple threat, great title match, and I thought they told the story really well, however. When Cena went through the barricade with Lesnar, however, that was really good. When Rollins was up on the turn, up on the ring post, and he did the elbow drop onto Lesnar on the table, however, I thought that was a really good spot. It totally reminded me of Shane McMahon back in the day, and they brought back some good memories, however.
Ding!
Exactly, Shane O'Mac, good one, Drew.
Shane O'Mac.
Maybe Seth Rollins could have some tapes of Shane McMahon going off the top.
You know, I do have Shane McMahon's theme like on my phone.
Amazing in that match.
He definitely was. He definitely was badass. Even though he's still a bitch boy, I still give him props for that match.
No,
storyline aside, bitch boy or not, he had a hell of a performance last night, and I got to take my hat off to him, however. It was one of those matches where, you know, even if you're in the back pocket of the authority, however, you still come out with a performance like that looking amazing, however.
And at the end of the day, he still has the briefcase.
Timecat is letting me know that we got a number of callers on the line. We got to keep moving along. So, guys, we're going to have to wrap this one up here.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you later. Janie, stay safe out there in the weather. Mike, you do the same, too.
You too, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling in, man. Stay safe, stay warm.
Although I don't...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to keep talking. JD, you have a good night, too, man.
All right, you too, Michael. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, guys, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue the fun here on the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw during/post-show that we did tonight. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Attention, maggots. This is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
We are back live on MegaPowersRadio.com for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw post-show on MegaPowers Radio. We want to invite all y'all out there to call in, tell us your thoughts about tonight's Raw, or more importantly, your thoughts about last night's Royal Rumble event, one of the most controversial pay-per-views that I can remember in quite some time. Probably since last year's Royal Rumble. We're going to continue the conversation here on the panel, but we invite all of you, join in by calling in with your phone, area code 760-512-7247. The chat room is also filled with lots of cool peeps this week. We got 5x Combo, Awesome Piano Man, Ferris 419, Jeff Gross, JT77, Chaotic, Mysticata, Wazili, and Silent Wind of Doom. Yep, you're back relegated to the crappy Silent Wind of Doom.
Silent Wind of Meh.
Silent Wind of Doom.
Silent Wind of Doom.
So, guys, Silent let me ask you Doom. About our surprise appearances. Any shout-outs you want to give to what they did with those last night?
Oh, shout-out to Bubba Ray. You know, there were some rumors that he might come back, but I thought they dismissed him as, you know, stuff that wasn't going to happen. I think the DDP one people saw coming. The Boogeyman has a tendency to just randomly show up. I have random places. I remember he showed up at the 2012 Slammies. Is that when the last time he showed up? Yeah, he just randomly fucking shows up. You don't really expect it, but he'll just randomly show up. And
they had some video on .com like around Halloween where he was like doing this prank where he was scaring children as they walked up to him on the doorstep.
That's awesome. The thing that I noticed last night, though, I don't know if you were able to tell at the actual play, the arena, but like they were doing a close up on his face and he had like foam from his mouth just like foaming out, just like white foam, and I was just like, oh my god, did the Boogeyman like fucking catch rabies or something? Just like, he looked a lot more menacing than usual last night. And
his makeup was an extra mile, like had gone the extra mile. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. They unfortunately, he didn't pull out the worms at all. That was the one thing, like when they were doing the scary. No, who could be more
did you
weird.
See his pants? He had like worms draped all from his pants. And there was actually like when he went over the top rope, you couldn't see it on TV, but in the arena, you could clearly see it. When he went off, I guess like some of the worms got caught on the rope and they sprung like way into the air and then landed right in the ring. You can kind of see it like drop if you look careful enough, but. That was awesome to see it in person.
So you're mistaken, Drew. It wasn't foam. It was actually he bit into a cyanide pill because he had heard that Roman Reigns was going to win later. No. And he was just like, I got to fucking kill myself because this is the worst thing ever.
I don't know. It sounds like Sean more than the Boogeyman.
I got a question. But like outside of Royal Rumbles and stuff, did Boogeyman ever actually lose a match?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost all the time, didn't he?
He was pretty protected when he was there.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he beat JBL, Booker T.
He was on ECW, though. Didn't he lose matches against, like, Viscera and shit?
No, he was one of the focals of ECW. He was kind of like the Undertaker of ECW.
I thought he kept getting his ass whooped by Big Daddy V for a while.
Maybe when he was on his way out, like, at the very end. But for the most part, he was, like, one of the main players of ECW.
Yeah, I never remember him losing.
He lost to Finlay.
Oh,
cool. That's his first loss. Hornswoggle interfered, of course.
And it doesn't surprise me that he lost to Finlay. He's pretty fit.
Fit bird, that Finlay.
Oh, my goodness.
I miss Sean.
Oh, we got JD calling back.
Fucking hell. Has he had enough airtime tonight?
I don't know. We might have a situation where it's not JD.
Are we getting this again? Let's see.
This happened last week. Let's see what happens.
Let's see. JD, you with us, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, tremendous, dude. What you calling back in for?
Well, what am I calling back in for? Once again, let's see. Oh, another bullshit week and another imposter. Same old bullshit, huh? Trying to pull me once again, huh?
I don't know.
All right.
This one sounds a little different.
I wonder. Oh, let's think about. Oh, that's right. It was Silent Wind of Doom, probably. Once again, how are acting like a little bitch, how because he has the balls to come on the real show. To
make about the investigation, not JD or JD. I think we're gonna cancel the investigation. To be honest. Yeah.
No, but I'm even more confused than ever. We can't cancel it now.
I think we could. This sounds like the imposter JD anyway, so who cares?
Well, let me tell you one thing. As far as the imposter JD, he's going to be nothing but a hamburger when I get done with him.
Hamburger?
I don't know. I like my steak.
He is Anger the Dragon, and he is going to be seeing fire and a major ass kicking in more ways than one.
Well,
that was absolute horseshit.
We need to figure out who is the real JD and who's the fake one first.
I went by who called in first.
And we started an hour early tonight, so we had people calling in all the way back around the 10 o'clock hour.
And JD always calls in first, meaning the first JD was the real JD.
That's some good logic there, but guys, there's much more layers to this, and Drew was going to be taking charge of figuring this out. Drew, why are you backing out?
You heard something?
Backing out. It is not because I'm not JD. I think this might be JD or not JD? I don't know which one it is anymore.
That's why we need to do an investigation.
Yeah, I know. We don't know.
What is this, fucking Ferguson? Where we're just gonna like not bother figuring it out?
I don't know. I don't know. For those who
this JD continue. Is the real thing.
And this How do we know if it's the real Rumble. JD? Tell us something that only JD would know.
JD would know he has asked JD anything, and he's had a longer than the fake JD.
I don't know. That's something
you need to say.
Wait. He has a point. The other JD did not demand to have an ask JD.
You know what? Maybe the other JD didn't need to do it this week because there wasn't an actual Raw. They were just doing whatever they were doing.
Oh, that makes sense.
I have an idea.
The real JD, unlike the fake JD. Here's another one, guys. The real JD went to the real WrestleMania. Me. I went to the real WrestleMania. The fake JD didn't go.
I don't know.
He went to the fake WrestleMania.
we all decided to go to the same joke there.
See, the Tony jokes rub off on you guys. Warm at this
point. Hang on, Drew.
But anyway, let's talk about the Rumble last night, though, guys. I mean, seriously, let's get in the Rumble talk.
I've got to wait. No, I've got a way to figure this out. Didn't you say that you ran into JD on a show and heard something he said? Maybe you want to bring that up.
Yes, I did. Okay, so.
So, we'll find out if it's the real one or not.
We'll find out if it's the real one. There was this show on last night, after the Royal Rumble, of course, and there was a guy named JD who called in. A person named Jeff or John. I think he said it was John, but it was Jeff. Not, whatever Jeff it is. We believe this JD might be possibly be the real JD. The only way to tell if that's a real JD or not. When Jeff was leaving JD, and I know it's either you or the other JD, what did you tell Jeff?
I told Jeff, plain and simple, that I will see you tomorrow night. I'm not going to say a word. I think your secret is safe with me.
I don't know. It sounded like, I don't know. And I quote, JD Jeff was like, don't tell Mike, don't tell Drew, don't tell NPR. And I'm pretty sure you said something else, a little bit offensive.
I said flat out, your secret is safe with me, and I will not tell them a word about it, how they don't need to know a thing, because basically, however, you're the man, plain and simple.
Don't worry, Drew doesn't know anything anyways. Trust me, what does that mean to you?
That means, however, that there was a fake imposter, plain and simple. Just like the fake Razor Ramon, however.
I think it's you. You're so... What does that mean? What did that mean? What do I not know? Because let's all be real here. Everyone in the chat
That means
knows.
You haven't concluded your investigation. I'll tell you what it means, Drew. It means you haven't concluded your investigation yet.
Listen, that's I'm not going to conclude my investigation if I have JD's left and right coming at me with insults, okay? I'm not going to help a JD who is going to like tell me what to do and what I do and don't know. How do I know this JD or whoever you are knows the actual thing? Okay, you don't deserve an investigation. We will have two JDs on this show. You insulted a co-host of this show. Or maybe it's the other JD. I don't care. But I am truly insulted. I have never been more pissed off in my life. This is real life. Okay, you have beef and you created. This isn't the Silent One of Doom who doesn't even know how to make an insult. Okay, I'm sorry, Silent One of Doom, but you are just terrible at everything. I'm just kidding. You're not terrible at everything, but you're terrible at coming up with whatever, but you just made beef, and now after defending you last week,
hang on, guys, I got a phone call. Yes. Oh, really? Clifton. All right, I'll let him know. I just got a phone call from an anonymous number, and it's a guy named Cliff Clefton. Apparently, he's a really famous investigator.
Yes,
and...
Cliff Clefton? Yes, that's the investigator I was talking about, but I do not
know. Well, he said he's going to be here next week.
Next week.
To find out.
What?
And start his investigation on Mega Powers Radio.
Well, good.
So, we going to find out?
We're going to find out.
So, JD, you. So for the love of God, you better hope that is not you on that show, because if I find out, this isn't going to be like with the Silent Wind of Doom. We ain't going to have a standoff match. I will end you, all right, JD? Or maybe not JD? I don't know. The other one called in first, not JD. I don't think you want this. You do not want these hands, okay?
garbage. We all know it, though. Plain and simple.
Listen,
let's
you
get to the Rumble, though. I mean, if that's
there's you talked about the Rumble last night. Okay, you do not need to bring it up twice. You're just as bad as not Jeff at this point.
Oh, all right, Drew. Sure. All right, calm down, Slugger. All right, JD. What about the Rumble?
Thank you, Michael. Let me just say, I mean, as we said, as I was going to say before, Drew decided to take over the whole part of the show and not give you
any. Yeah, Drew.
Whatsoever.
Drew's gonna like try to take his own fucking segment next.
Who knows? I might kind of ask
basically.
Drew because that's JD fucking sucks.
What?
The Rumble itself did suck, however, but the triple threat was great. Seth Rollins was the MVP of the night by far. But as far as Raw tonight goes, I mean, yeah, we knew it was going to be not. I mean, it was okay since they showed the Rumble again. But like I said, however, I think, I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see what happens now going into WrestleMania because you got apparently 5 or 6 matches going into WrestleMania. And now with the new things they've added, John Cena versus Rusev, Fastlane, Triple H and Sting, however, I mean, I don't know why they couldn't save this until March. I guess they were panicking, and that's why they went with this. So, I mean, all in all, I got to say the Triple Threat was great last night, but the Rumble itself and the pay-per-view in general, just like you guys said earlier, it was very, very bad last night. It really was. And it just wasn't one of the best shows of the year. It wasn't a great show.
Now, have you ever been to a sporting event in Philly?
Well, ages ago. Long time ago. Long, long, long time ago. I did when I was a kid. I haven't been back there, but my one friend has gone there a few times wearing Pittsburgh Penguin hockey jerseys. He's lucky he's gotten out in one piece, though. They are one of the. They are like the Baltimore Ravens of the sports world. They are the most vile, disgusting, just absolutely classless fans you ever want to meet in your life.
That sounds like the people that we were at the show with last night.
By the way, how were your seats last night for the show?
We had a decent view of the ring, but we were pretty obstructed as far as the stage. Like, we were kind of behind the edge of the stage, so we couldn't really see what was going on it. But as far as the ring, we saw everything really well. I had a good angle of everything, except for, like, during the Rumble match, everybody just stood for some reason. Like, nobody ever wanted to sit. And we were, like, the only section that did this for some reason. Like, everywhere else, you know, people would get up sometimes, but they would eventually figure out, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit down now.
Sure.
The section would just stood.
Did you go to the thing earlier
time.
In the day when they had, like, Bruce Pritchard and Bischoff and Jericho, or did you miss that?
I didn't know such a thing was happening. Did you, Tony?
Yeah, there was a Q&A thing there yesterday between Bischoff, Bruce Pritchard, and Chris Jericho. I didn't know if you had a chance to check that out, because I had a friend, actually, who went to that, believe it or not. In fact, he was at the Rumble, too, and his seats weren't bad, though, either. But, like I said, I think he just was absolutely – I mean, I talked to him this morning, actually, because I've been up since 5:30, and he called me about 7 a.m., and he told me how – yeah, I know it's been crazy because of the snow, but he called me about 7 this morning. And we talked about the Rumble, and I said, how are your seats? He said, oh, they were good, they were good. And I said, what was the mood like when you left the arena? He says, the fans were absolutely screaming, we want refund, and canceled WWE Network. I was like, that's been the biggest, like, Twitter quote all day.
Mm-hmm.
It was like,
ugh. Did you hear about the fans that were getting in the way of the wrestlers as they were trying to exit the building and attacking their cars with chairs and stuff like that?
Yeah, I did catch that. Yes, I did catch that. Yeah, I did see that. And
despicable.
It just goes to show you that Philly fans will do anything just for a buck. And it's disturbing on so many levels.
I mean, my closest big city to go to shows is New York City. So I've been to many a shows in Madison Square Garden. I was there for the curtain call incident.
Oh,
I was there for the 2008 Royal Rumble where they had that big John Cena return surprise at number 30. Never been to a show in Philly. This is my first time driving down there. And I really didn't know what to expect. Yep. And I thought in my life I would never see anything more rebellious and crazy than the New York crowd. But that was just something else there that night. Like, you think about those ECW one-night stand crowds where they had the signs where if Cena wins, we riot. Well, this was essentially that crowd where Cena won. So that's the attitude that we had there. I'm really surprised there wasn't worse going on.
I told you guys last week. I mean, I told you, you were there to experience how bad the fans were last night, and I give you props for that. But I told you guys also last week, if you would have been here last year in Pittsburgh, however, if you would have been over here, my neck of the woods, saw how bad it was, you would think it was worse. It was worse. So, they got to be totally embarrassed with the shit they put on last night. They really do. So, anyway, I mean, like, there's not much to talk about tonight, but anyway, let's get into Ask JD Anything. And like I said, If that little ballsy little prick calls in next week, so help me God, my foot will be shoved right up his backside. So I'm going to be on at the same time he's
I don't know. Maybe you're not touching
me. I will confront him.
All right, Drew, you got anything for SJD?
Yes. What did you mean what you said about me last night on that show?
I meant that you're handling the investigation well, Howard, but you got to step up your game a little bit.
Except why? What do I not know?
I know you're
that
trying.
Is the
and
question.
I know you're trying.
What
and
is
I know
it?
You're
the
trying.
One
you
thing? What do I not know? Is
more.
It, do I not provide enough content
you,
for you?
You know something that what I mean is you either when I said you don't know you know something, Howard, you might know the person who's behind it, but you also might have had someone basically team up with you, or you could have also told the person to sabotage me. That's what I meant.
Why would I sabotage you, JD? You're my favorite caller.
I'm not saying you're guilty, Drew, but at the same time, however, I have a funny feeling about it, though. Let's just say
you know,
a little funny feeling.
The actual JD would never say anything about that to me.
Guilty.
Oh, goodness.
But I'm not saying you're guilty, though. That's why I'm saying you're right now, you're still on the, you're on the fence right now, but so far, I'm
Right.
Until we find this whole
I am a suspect. I'm a suspect.
All right, next.
Wago, you have a question?
I got to ask, how do you feel about Cliff Clefton coming? I mean, that's fucking huge. Like, I don't know if you've read up on the guy, but he's busted so many cases wide open.
But I'm hoping this. I'm hoping this guy doesn't botch us the investigation. That's all I can say.
He's got to do a better job than fucking Drew does.
Oh, so what you're saying is, like, you're timid about it, that it might come out in the other JD's favor?
No, I'm not, no, the other JD...
Because that sounds pretty guilty.
The other JD does no, absolutely dick, let's just say.
The other JD is not a dick. The
All
other
right,
JD's pretty nice.
Tony, you got an SJD question here?
Nope.
You're such a fucking bitch. You're like JD...
Yeah, I'm honest.
All right, JD, if you could go to any pay-per-view this year, which one would you go to?
That's a good question, Mike. I mean, I would say I've been to Mania. You know, I would say SummerSlam or maybe Survivor Series.
I'm hoping to
be consistent.
Yeah, it's the they're kicked out of Izod. I was hoping to go because we're close to the New York area there. And now I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm probably still gonna go. They're not gonna move it far away.
That would be nice if they have it in MSG. I think they could have it in MSG this year.
I hope they do. They haven't had a big pay per view in MSG in a long time. I unfortunately feel more like they're more likely to bring it to Barclays because it's newer and it's all high tech and stuff. But I would love if they did go to MSG.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. Yeah, true.
All right, so we got one question out of the chat room here.
Well, wait a minute. Actually, you just got a really good idea.
What's
up? You just said Barclays. I could see that, and I could also see if they do that then, if they decide to stay in New York, then do Raw the next night in MSG.
Ah, there you go. That's a good 1-2 punch. Yes, Awesome Piano Man in the chat room says, what should be the main event for WrestleMania if you could book it?
There's no takeover.
Well, he's got a good point. I mean... I think we already got kind of what we're seeing right now between Roman and Brock Lesnar at this point. I mean, but at the same time, however, I think right now it's hard to say. A lot of people think it should be Sting and Triple H, Taker and Bray Wyatt, but I'm going to stay with my original one. I think it's going to be Brock versus Roman Reigns.
All right, we got one final question here. We have to wrap up because we're actually going to be running out of time soon, but it's from your good friend, Silent Wind of Doom. And he asks you, what made you finally join the chat room tonight?
I didn't join the chat room. And Doom, I know it was you again sending your goon out, however, basically it was you two, obviously, and you have someone else in cahoots, however, you're forming to try to take me out. But guess what? You can take me out all you want, as I've said last week, and I'm going to say it again. If you want to call in and have the balls to face me, basically, call in next week while the investigation is going. I dare you.
Oh, my God. There's so much going on here. All right, JD, we got to wrap this up because we got to do our plugs and stuff before we run out of time here. But thanks for calling in, man. Hopefully, we'll figure out which one of you is real, which one is fake.
You guys be careful. You be careful of that snow out there, all right?
Oh, absolutely. You have a good night, man.
I know you like to jerk off of it.
What? All right, guys. Real quick plugs because we literally got 3 minutes. It's not even worth doing good, bad, and ugly because there wasn't really a Raw tonight. So,
maybe I was good.
It was a really funny part, actually. Seth Rollins' interview was really good, too. So we'll point those out. And I guess there's really no bad or ugly. I guess the ugly is the fact that we didn't get to really have a Raw. Drew, plugs.
I'm gonna use the snow tomorrow.
Drew, plugs. Go ahead. Drew. Drew.
Plugs. Go ahead.
Drew.
All right.
My bad. My mic was muted, and I do not know how long it was muted for. Wiggle. So I do not know. But anyways, I'm going to promote Sean because Sean has unfortunately quit on us. He bailed because he hates wrestling now. But I will promote Happy Pope Gaming Productions. You can follow him on the Twits at SeanC2K37. Go to Happy Pope Gaming Production on YouTube and follow him on Facebook or go like his page at Happy Pope Gaming Production. You can follow me at Drusev White, hashtag Drew Crew for Life. This episode was hashtag Drew White Verified and fuck not JD.
All right, Wago.
You UDMMA. For all your MMA needs, go to UDMMA.com, Facebook.com/UDMMA, and Twitter.com/UDMMA. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio every month. For more information on that, go to Facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans. Also, check out Wago Rants on YouTube if you enjoy more of my bullshittery.
Tony, finish out.
markoutmoment.com. Go to YouTube right now, guys. I just uploaded the interviews that we conducted for the Royal Rumble yesterday. Check out the outside interference articles, a lot of different things that I've been writing recently. One of them's a real fuck you to a lot of people that are mad about Roman Reigns. If you want an all talk show tomorrow night, let me know. I don't have anything planned necessarily, but hey, maybe we'll do one. Follow the Facebook and Twitter accounts and the YouTube and iTunes and Stitcher for that. And I'm basically out of time.
Yep. All right, folks. If you enjoy this edition of the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio, join us every single Monday night live, megapowersradio.com. It's the most interactive post-raw experience available. We invite all of you, give your opinions, whether it's good or bad. We like to hear what y'all got to say. If you can't join us live, though, this is available on archive means in many places, YouTube, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and you can find links to all of these at smarkoutmoment.com, your number one source for wrestling news that isn't a dirt sheet. Or do you consider yourself a dirt sheet, Tony?
I'm pretty clean.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he doesn't use a lot of product.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter or join the official Facebook group, The Mega Maniacs, because you'll be the first to know if any cool news is going down. You would have known that we started the show an hour early tonight because we didn't feel like waiting till the end of a freaking recap show. So you would have been in the know on that, unlike Silent Wind of Doom and JD and all the other people who made it late, you jerks. So until next week, folks, I'm Mike Payton for Drew White, for Steven Wago, for Anthony Mango, and for Sean Walker, even though he left early, all the people who called in, all the cool cats in the chat room. This has been the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com, and we'll see y'all next week.